Hello, you guys, and welcome back to the Same Sis podcast. I am your co-host, Brooke.
And I'm your other co-host, Kylene.
I'm trying to mix it up.
I know. We don't really have anything that's like crazy distinctive between us, which is why it's, you know, same sis. But I'm like,
yeah,
I can't be like, I'm your brown haired, like the right side girl. You're like, I'm the other blonde.
I'm the blonde with blue eyes, and I'm wearing brown like you.
I know. I'm like, I'm the blonde with bluish green eyes. Very similar. But anyways, hope you guys are having a lovely Monday. Yes. I'm excited for this week. We actually are taking a break, but no one will notice for this week because Brooke is in Costa Rica. Yeah. And you guys are listening.
As you guys are listening to this, I will be in Costa Rica. I am so excited. We're going with my parents and all my siblings and their spouses, and we're leaving the kids. And this is the first time I've ever left both of the kids, and especially for this long. We have never once even left one kid for a week. How long we're going.
Is Megan bringing her kids or no?
Nope.
Oh my gosh.
It's all kidless.
Love it for
and
you guys.
So yeah, we're really excited. It's going to be so fun. Much needed. Rhett and I are like really itching for a little bit of break. Not only from the kids, but like just work, everything in general. So it's going to be great.
Literally just time to connect between the two of you too.
I feel like. Yeah.
We're longing for that too.
Yours is coming up shortly. So that's exciting.
Yes. I know you're making me realize like how close it is. So I have some questions because we're going for only, I think it's like 5 days in total, not like 5 full days.
Okay.
But I feel completely unprepared. Like, what are you doing to prepare for like a week long gone with your kids?
So as far as the kids go?
Yes.
So we got a nanny, and it's actually her and her husband. They're staying at our house. And
that's so nice. You don't have to bring really anything anywhere.
Yes. Like, yeah. They're just staying at our house, which I feel like is ideal for like, especially this age.
Yes.
And they'll just feel like more comfortable and, I don't know, not like as confused when they don't see us when they wake up in the morning, you know? Which is like what I'm most stressed about. I don't know about you, but like, did your parents ever leave you guys for trips and you like would be babysat by like maybe like your friend's mom or anyone?
No.
Never.
I feel like the only time my parents would like not be with us is if we like stayed at my grandparents for like a weekend or something. But like, no, my dad just worked such crazy hours. Like they just could never do it.
Yeah. Well, so, my parents left us a lot.
They're like, they needed that time too.
And I have, I am traumatized. And so now I'm like, I'm like so scared for my kids.
What traumatized you?
Well, mostly just like when I was older and I would see my younger siblings be like sad that they like miss our parents. That like made me so sad.
Yeah.
Literally, I'd like just like be like all tough and strong for them in the day. Aww. And literally at night I would be like crying in my bed.
Oh, Brooke, that's so sad.
It's not so sad. So now I'm like, oh my gosh, my kids are going to like be crying at night because they miss us. But they're so young.
No.
I feel like they're going to be fine.
Yeah. But, like, I think it's too early for that for sure.
Yeah. And like Clove, she's like super clingy to me, but I feel like out of sight, out of mind.
Yes. That is Echo too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not going to call and like check on them, you know, like I feel like that's just going to be more like, oh my gosh. Yeah. They're not here. What's going on?
Okay. Well, shoot. I guess, I didn't even realize to ask you that, how you're like, what you're doing with that. Cause I definitely thought
you'd call and like say hi.
FaceTime every day, multiple times a day.
We tried that with Asher once when we, where did we go? I don't know. We went somewhere for like 2 days.
Yeah.
And we tried to FaceTime him and it was bad news.
Aww.
Like he was so sad when, like the second he saw us, just started crying. Just started crying right away. And so, yeah, we've just decided we just cannot FaceTime.
The only thing I have it to compare to is when I was having Echo. That was like the only time we've left Rocky more than like him staying the night at my mom's for a night. But he did not even care that I was gone. But that was also over a year ago.
Did you guys FaceTime him in the hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Clove for sure. She would have a meltdown if she saw us and we weren't there.
Aww.
And I just like feel like it'd be best not to like, I don't know, put that in their minds. Like
also, it's probably good for you to like disconnect. Cause I feel like for me,
I know, like, the second we drop them off, I'm going to be like, I miss them. And like, mm-hmm. even when my mom takes Rocky for literally like from like 5 p.m. to like maybe 12 p.m. the next day, I'm like texting her constantly and I'm like asking for updates. I've FaceTime him multiple times and I'm like, how am I going to enjoy my trip if that's what I'm doing? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. You probably will definitely be texting. And if I'm not getting yeah. texted, then I'll be like, what's going on?
Like, let's send me a picture, yeah. show me proof of life.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah,
good, good to know.
Not going to FaceTime. So okay. anyways, we have just like set up a whole schedule. Like I gave like a big breakdown of both of their schedules. I left a huge list of ideas of things to do with them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So like go to the park, the library, splash pad. I wrote down like specific park names, what they like to do at home. I did like a whole breakfast menu, lunch menu, and then snack ideas. And then we did also a dinner menu for them so that they have food for themselves, like in our house, and that they could cook for the kids. And that's then if they like, choose not to do that, they don't have to cook the meals, but at least they're there.
Yeah. No, literally, that's like the perfect situation for a nanny. Like if I was getting a nanny or kids, I'd be like, cool. Like this can be easy.
Yeah. Just all taken care of. Just enjoy yourselves.
Good for you, dude. Did that take you a while?
Literally like 3 hours okay. this morning. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm very unprepared. I need to talk to my mom.
Well, it's nice though that your mom is doing it. And yeah. she like has all the things. She already knows what they like to do. Like,
yes. Yeah. For the most part, like that's probably why I haven't thought about it in that way is because I feel like she's pretty well prepared with like her own house and like, mm-hmm. especially Rocky. But with Echo, I do feel like I need to like give her some information because Echo's never stayed the night anywhere. And she's never been longer, like she's always with me. She's been gone from me for like 5 hours. So I don't even think my mom would know her schedule if I like just handed her to her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. I'm like, she doesn't really watch Echo because Echo's always needed to be breastfed and like yeah. it just doesn't work out. But mm-hmm. yeah, no, I need to like do that and then get her like used to sleeping. She's taking naps over there, but I'm like, is that going to be different? Like,
no, I think that's
okay.
Same. Yeah.
So you don't think I need to like test out a sleepover? I mean, I'm no. going to because that means, hey, I don't have my kids ready. We're like, mom, we need like 3 test runs.
Right.
No, but yeah, I guess you're right. It probably would.
If anything, the bedtime's going to be easier for her.
Right. Yeah, and Echo's pretty good about that kind of stuff. So yeah. But yeah, like, yeah, I don't know. I'll kind of just chime in because these are my stressors for my trip and mine's in like 3 weeks. So I'm just a little bit behind Brooke, but I ended up nursing Echo like 3 times last week.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like every 2 days it was basically. I haven't nursed her since Sunday and it's Wednesday.
Okay.
So this is the longest stretch, but like she had that fever and it like uh-huh. didn't go away. And then my boobs got engorged. And then I was like, I don't want freaking mastitis. And then she was like tugging on me on Sunday and I was just like, oh, I want to nurse her. And yeah. so, yeah, I just like need it to be longer than 3 days that I haven't nursed her to like feel confident that I can leave her.
Yeah.
But she's been drinking some milk. So I feel like better about that because Rocky never drank milk.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to be okay there, but yeah, I just feel like I need to write some things down.
I know. Yeah. It's definitely a lot of work. I mean, it's a lot nicer when your parent or like somebody yeah. you like is family is right. watching them.
And they like know the area and yes. like, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm glad that they're staying at our house. I feel like that's yes. going to make it all easier. And they're coming over the night before we leave to help tuck in just so like the kids cute. Can see them with us. Yeah. And then they can like familiarize themselves with like what to do with the kids when we put them down.
Yes.
And then we leave at 3 a.m. So they're going to stay the night and we'll sleep on an air mattress in our family room.
Gotcha.
And then leave.
Okay.
And so they'll wake up to just such
yeah.
strangers.
It's okay, so but sad. That's like actually really well thought out and planned. Good job. Like, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
they're going to be good.
Fine.
Yeah.
I just keep telling myself that. And then I so have fine. Like those invasive thoughts yeah. of like, oh no, like something's going to happen to us on our trip. We can't go. It's just,
we're not going to make it home to them.
Exactly.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
The anxieties of being a mom.
I totally get that, especially since it's like not family, but literally if anything happens, just text. Can you text in Costa Rica?
Well, I think we can do when we have Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. We didn't like get any like data plans or anything yeah. for while we're there. And I don't think that our service covers that.
Okay. Well, what I was trying to say is just if you need anything, I'm literally 2 minutes down the road.
Yeah.
And if they need help.
I gave her like a whole list of emergency contacts.
Okay. I'm like, put my name on there.
Where the hospital is, yeah. where our doctor's numbers are.
So
literally, I will help with anything. So okay. Take that stress off.
Yeah, but I'm excited. And then the last update is Clove is now exclusively walking, which I'm so excited so that fun. She is doing that before we left.
Oh, yeah.
I would have been so sad if like we came home and all of a sudden she's just like walking everywhere. Yes. So yeah,
I'm so glad you didn't miss that either. It is kind of funny because I feel like it's like a gradual thing that they have done that, but like it's now all of a sudden like she like, because Echo's doing the same thing, like full blown walking. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, like no more crawling.
No.
And it's still like a wobbly walk.
Yep.
It's so cute. Yep. Like she's totally Rugrats. Yes. Walk. Yeah. Yes.
I know. We were at Nathaniel's sister's graduation today. And so his grandpa was there and he was like, cause Echo was just like walking all around like the arena at Wells Fargo. And he was like, oh, she walks like me. A little wobbly.
Yeah. You start how you end.
Yes. So sad. But yeah, it's totally just like their new normal, which it's crazy. Like, and even like she'll like pivot and like circle around. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, like you're walking. Like, yep.
It's and so
it,
wild.
It makes sense. Like they're 13 months old. Yep. Like they should be walking, I guess. But it's just like, what? Like,
I know.
Ugh, it's crazy.
It's almost like when your first makes your second seem like they should still just be a baby forever.
Yes. Yes.
Versus like your first, you're constantly looking for that.
Yeah.
So like their next phase.
Yeah, I almost feel like I've tried to slow Echo down more mm-hmm. than anything.
Yeah.
I also have to say, if your 13-month-old is not walking, Rocky didn't walk at 13 months either. So sorry, that was so like, I'm just like thinking about that because I'm like, no, that's not the case all the time. But like, it's not crazy that they're walking. Like 13 months is an average time to walk, yeah. is what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah, just craziness. But I'm excited. It's fun to see them grow up and just they're going to just be running soon, you know?
I know. I know everyone hates or everyone says they hate like the walking phase, but I like it better.
I do too.
It's less stressful, even though they're running places. I don't know.
I feel like Echo has become like, okay, so she was sick and then she's been in that like needy phase, you know, when they've mm-hmm. been sick for a while, whatever. So she finally got over that, I think like yesterday. And so now like I can just set her down and she'll just walk where she wants to go. And I'm like, it's actually already becoming pretty freeing. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, unfortunately, Clove is just using it to walk to me faster. And I'm just running away from her. Yeah.
I know.
She follows me everywhere, man.
I know. Echo still does that too. And she definitely is still very clingy to me. Like at the graduation, she didn't want to go to like anyone.
Yeah.
But I also love it. I'm
those
like,
yep, cuties. I know.
She's my girl.
It's a love hate.
That's my Echo girl.
Well, let's move on to the content of our episode. And today we wanted to chat with you guys about feeling confident in the gym. So kind of just like a beginner's guide.
Yeah. So this is going to be a new series. We decided we're going to do a bunch of different like beginner's guide to blah, blah, blah. Like we have so many ideas. And originally I thought of like doing one like all together. And Brooke was like, no, we should break those down and make it like super digestible and like helpful to you guys. So that's kind of what it's going to be. There's going to be stuff like more stuff on health and fitness, I think. Mm-hmm. But we talked about so many other things with like motherhood and like fashion. And like, for me, I would love to do stuff on like homemaking and just all that kind of stuff. Yes. So I'm really excited about this series. I think it's going to be super fun.
Me too.
So,
and if you guys have any things that you want beginner's guides on, let us know. Yes,
please. I know, maybe post it to our Facebook group because I feel like that's the best place for it to stay and not get lost.
Agreed.
But yeah, we can just maybe start like a running tab of that and then you guys can comment ideas and we can just pull it from there every time.
Yeah, we'll put a post up
today.
Cool. So it should be there when you guys listen to this.
Yes, yes.
So number one, my first thing that I thought about is stop worrying about what people will think of you. I feel like that's always like kind of the first thing when I start getting even back into working out, even though I've had a ton of experience in the gym. And trust me, everybody is more worried about themselves.
Absolutely.
Like, especially at the gym.
You're just
totally like self-absorbed. I mean, I hate to say it, but like,
no, but that's literally that's why you're going there.
Yeah.
Well, and think about too, like if that's your fear, like that's the most common thing people say about going to the gym is they're afraid that someone's going to like think they look weird or whatever. And like,
or they're doing something wrong or whatever.
But like if everyone's having those own thoughts about themselves, no one's actually thinking about anyone else.
Yeah.
So truly no one's looking at you, you know, like just check it. I feel like you also kind of have to just like fake it until you make it and just start doing things. Cause I feel like I don't know, if you're just like super worried, like you are probably going to end up doing things that are awkward or wrong or whatever, because you're so stressed about it.
Yes.
And if you just check all of that at the door and just like stop caring about everyone and what everyone else is thinking, you're going to enjoy it so much more.
Yep. Well, and I'm just like thinking about myself, like never have I gone to the gym and looked around and like thought anything poorly about anybody.
No.
There.
Yeah.
Like I've never like been like, oh, that girl's form or whatever.
Right.
The only time I will say that I've enjoyed people watching. Don't come at me, but like the elderly people at the gym are so cute.
Yes.
There was this one sweet old man at our gym that he comes in an Iron Man like tight shirt. What are those shirts called?
Yes.
Those, like fitted Under Armour shirts.
Yeah.
And it's so cute.
He wears it every time.
Every time I see him.
Oh
he's
my
wearing
gosh.
It. Yeah.
Just Iron Man's biggest fan.
Yes. And then one other incident happened this week that like everybody in the gym was like, I kid you not, everybody was looking, staring at this situation.
Oh,
it was
no.
so uncomfortable. I don't know what started it all, but there was this guy talking to one of the fitness trainers.
Okay.
And this fitness trainer is like fairly new. I haven't seen him around a bunch. And he has a client there, like next to him.
Okay.
But he's yelling back at this other gym guy. And I don't know what happened, but he's literally saying like, you got a dad bod. Like he's literally cussing, saying F you, like you're
the
not
trainer.
F it. Yeah. He's like yelling it at this guy. They're going back and forth at each other. And everybody in the gym is like stopped and watching. And it was so uncomfortable. And he was like, I think the guy said like, I'm going to go like talk to your manager. And he's like, yeah, go ahead. Go right now. I don't know. It
Jesus.
Was so, it was so intense. And I just see everybody going off and gossiping with each
other.
Oh
yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
This happened.
Well,
it was so uncomfortable, but literally those are the only times I've ever looked at anybody else.
Yeah. And you're not going to make a scene like that.
No,
you're going to go in,
not.
You're going to do your thing. You're going to get to your hotter self and you're not going to scream at someone that they have a mom bod or a dad bod.
Exactly.
People are atrocious sometimes, but truly like the majority of people are not that, you know what I mean?
Not at all.
And yeah, I think it's something that's like an easy, okay, this might come off like cold and a little blunt, but I'm going to say it. I think it can be a good excuse sometimes to not go in and just be like, oh, I'm afraid what someone will think. Like, it's just something that kind of stops you there because it's a very valid fear, but like, let's just check it. Okay.
Yeah.
You could do it.
With all things in life, we need to stop worrying about what people are thinking.
Yes, truly. Okay. This next one I actually have posted about this week, and it's about just doing things that you love. You have to find a routine that is something you can stick to and that is going to motivate you to go. And that may not always be what you see on Instagram. It may not be the influencer that you see posting a bunch of stuff that has a great body that you want to look like. Like, it doesn't have to be exactly what they're doing. If you like yoga, go sign up for a yoga class. Hot yoga is super fun and it's a great workout. Mm-hmm. If you like Pilates, try that. If you just want to go walk, like just go walk. Like, you just have to find what works for you and honestly, what is going to get you to the gym.
Yeah.
Like for an example, when I first started working out, I did a lot of like, when I first started working out post partum with Echo, I was doing a lot of like cardio based things. And I really felt like I needed to do that because I had some extra weight on me and I just felt like I would sweat the most doing that. And so that is what I thought in my mind was going to be what was going to get me to my end result. And because I was doing those things, I really didn't enjoy them. And it was hard for me to get to the gym. Like, I would go maybe 2 to 3 times a week. And now fast forward to my routine now, I don't do those kinds of things. I've found a good routine that works for me that makes me feel like I'm hitting all aspects. And I go 5 to 6 times a week because I truly like get up and I want to go. Like, mm-hmm. If I don't go, I'm like, I don't feel good the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And I just think it was kind of like clear to me this year that like, I don't have to do a burpee if I don't want to do a freaking burpee. Like,
yeah.
I hate burpees.
Like, I feel like the consistency is what's going to get you where you want to be versus the actual workout.
100%. Yeah.
Because people that run marathons have amazing bodies. People that lift weights have amazing bodies. Like, people are doing all these different types of workouts. They're not all doing the same workout.
Yeah.
look exactly how they want to look. So I feel like we kind of have to like push that thought aside that you have to do X, Y, and Z to get where you want to be, especially in the beginning. Like, I feel like you're saying you're not going to be motivated if it's something you don't like. Also, going to classes is such an easy way to like start your gym experience if you don't really know what you're doing, because that just kind of like gets you in the habit of actually getting there. And then once you're comfortable with that. Yes.
Sorry. Yeah.
Well, then once you're comfortable with that, you can move on to things that maybe are a little bit more out of your comfort zone that you don't really know what you're doing with. So.
Yeah. That you now feel confident because you've been showing up consistently. And now you're like, okay, I could probably do that. Yeah. But yeah, no, I think that was a perfect like analogy of just like, there's so many people who look great and they all can be doing different things. Mm-hmm. So just find out what that is for you. If it's not what everyone around you is doing, that's fine. Like, you just really got to show up for yourself and figure out what's going to keep you consistent and disciplined and for the most part motivated, because the motivation will of course come and go.
Yep, exactly. The next thing we wanted to say is to challenge yourself after you have gotten comfortable. Do things that you haven't tried before and come prepared with a plan. That is how you're going to maybe find those things that you do enjoy more. So maybe you think you enjoy running, but then you go a little bit out of your comfort zone. Maybe you try lifting weights. You sign up for an app. I think we've both talked about the Sweat app and Alive app.
Yep. Love Whitney.
Yeah, those two are, I feel like, really good ones. They have like the exercises on there, like videos to watch to like show you the correct form. Maybe you'll discover something that you love even more. And that's just going to like, I don't know, keep your fitness journey going.
Yeah, I also want to piggyback on that. And I challenge you to try something that in your head you kind of have perceived to be something you don't like, but you don't really try it. Mm-hmm. So for an example, this was squats for me. For the longest time, I was like, I effing hate squats. I don't want to put a bunch of weight on my back and squat. Like, I squat all day with my kids on my hips. Like, I don't want to squat. I decided to squat. I don't know what came over me, but I did it. And then the next like couple of days, I realized I was sore in so many different places that like I'm never sore in. And I just had an epiphany. I was like, okay, holy crap. Like, my body's missing squats. Like, I need to do it. And I swear it has been the thing that has like lifted my butt back up. And because I wasn't trying it for the past year, I'm like, what if I would have tried this a year ago? Like, where would I be now? You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I feel like there's so many movements. This is kind of like the opposite of like easing into it. It's kind of like forcing yourself, because there's a lot of movements in the gym that I'm like, ooh, I really don't like that. But I know I don't like it because it's hard. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's something that will help me. So this isn't going to be something that's going to be in your routine like every single week. But when you kind of go in and you have that extra spurt of energy, I challenge you to challenge yourself and do those things that you know are a little bit harder.
Yeah. Well, and you can even use it as like a fun challenge for yourself. I feel like for me, I've always wanted to be able to do pull-ups.
Yes.
And so
me too.
Yes. I've wanted to start in the gym. I haven't started this yet, but start doing like a gradual pull-up routine. So I probably will look silly at the gym because I am terrible at pull-ups. I can't even do a half one, I don't think.
Neither can I. They're literally embarrassing. Side note, I've gone with my friend Kaylin a few times and she can do them. And I go to,
amazing.
She can literally do everything, but I go to do them and I like even try to jump and I get stuck. Uh-huh. And of course you're embarrassed. Like, you feel like in that moment, everyone is looking at you. And so if that's the case, like, try and do certain things like that, maybe in your own comfort. Like, I ended up getting Nathaniel a pull-up bar, which is actually right there. He still has not put it in our garage, and I got it in December. But I got that for him because he wanted it. But then I was like, no, like, I want to practice pull-ups too. So maybe if it's push-ups or squats, like, do them in the comfort of your home and then like go out and do them. But I've actually had that same pull-up goal, and I've been doing lat pull-downs like heavier to try and like get it so I can pull my own weight. Yeah. Anyways,
I found this routine. I feel like I can't remember what it is. I think you start like just hanging. Mm-hmm. So you build up like your grip
strength. Which that's freaking hard too.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you start just holding yourself up.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know, there's different things, like do some Googling. It's not that hard to like find ways to like progress. And so, yeah, I feel like you're wanting to learn how to do pull-ups. There's like progression exercises. And so, yeah, I feel like it can be fun and like a fun challenge if you like kind of just like switch that thought in your brain.
Yes. I like to think of fitness in like three components. This is how my mind goes. If you are not into weightlifting, totally fine. But I think there's like three components of health. It's like strength, it's cardiovascular, and it's like flexibility. And that cardio one, man, is the one that I try to avoid so much. And so I encourage you guys to find easy cardio options that don't feel completely dreadful for you to do. So for me, like to go run or to do sprints are not my favorite thing. I will do them here and there, but I have to have that like extra motivation. Mm-hmm. But something that I will do every single day that I go to the gym is I will walk on an incline. It is so fun for me. It warms me up. And it's something that I am again consistent with because it's not dreadful.
Yeah, you enjoy it.
100%.
Well, that's like slow enough where you can like actually watch a show, yes, or just like be listening to a podcast, yes, or even be like scrolling your phone if you have enough coordination.
For sure.
It's a little hard.
Oh, I'm answering DMs every time.
I cannot type when I'm doing that.
Oh, I'm going off. Sure,
like I will roll right off the treadmill. My coordination is not there.
I've been practicing for sure. So 12-3-30, which is 12 incline, 3 speed for 30 minutes. I don't usually do 30 minutes. I usually do 10 to 15 minutes. So honestly, if you want to try that out, do it at any pace or any incline. Like lately I've been doing a 9 incline because it doesn't make me as sweaty, but it still feels hard. And try that. Like just try different variations of incline walking. It's so good for you. You can also do the Stairmaster.
I love Stairmaster.
I freaking hate it. I avoid that one. Yep. I used to do that in college and it was like such a punishment for me that it's just not a good association.
I love it. I guess I like it because it works your legs and your butt.
That's why I like walking on an incline. But yeah, there's a bunch of different like routines that you can do with that. I remember I used to do like kickbacks with them or like, I don't know, you can look up stuff for that too. If you're not into either of those, you can bike. There's like an assault bike you can do too. That's like really cool looking. You could do sprint intervals. That one I've done a lot too, just throughout like my college years to now. And it's a really good workout too. But again, if it's not something that you love, you're not going to do it. So you really just need to find like where that intensity is for you. Would you rather be on the treadmill for 7 minutes, sprinting 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off? Or would you rather walk for 30 minutes? Like, I don't know. You got to figure it out, but just try and simplify that aspect of like overall fitness because you need your heart healthy. You really do.
Our next tip is to wear clothes that you feel confident in. I feel like if you're not comfortable or confident in what you're wearing, it's going to like just ruin your whole experience.
100%.
Like with anything.
Oh yeah.
But especially when you're at the gym, like if you just feel like these clothes are too tight, like you're not going to feel comfortable in any of the movements you're doing. If you're wearing shoes that aren't comfortable and like secure, like holding your feet. What's that word? Securing your feet.
Support.
Thank you. If your shoes aren't supporting your feet, then like, I don't know, you just can't do the exercise that you want to do correctly. I don't know. I feel like just clothing and what you're wearing is so important. And if that means you need to go buy a whole new outfit, like I think that you totally should.
Get the outfit.
Yeah.
So
wash it every day if you have to.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Until you can afford to get another one.
Exactly.
And then you work your way up to 7 days a week.
Yep.
So what's your go-to fit for the gym?
My ideal gym outfit is my Lululemon Aligns, just like anything them. It's so comfortable. And then I always have my like gym bag, like it's a little fanny pack shoulder bag. And I've got my keys, my gym tag in there, my phone, my earbuds and like their case, and then my water bottle. And I love my Owala water bottle. It's the best for the gym. Doesn't spill. It's a flask. And I haven't like found any shoes that I'm like obsessed with or that I love. So if any of you guys have any recommendations, I'm all ears. But yeah, I think right now I can't remember what brand of shoes I'm wearing right now to the gym.
That couldn't be more of a same sis moment because all of that is what I have down to the belt bag. You forgot the protein bar.
I don't bring a protein bar with
me. Oh my gosh. I eat it on the way home, but I too don't have any shoes that I am obsessed with. I have my old Adidas that are now gray when they were originally like white cream. Yeah. But okay, get this. I actually just bought Nathaniel a pair of, they're called Palubas, and they're finger toe shoes.
Oh my gosh. I saw those somewhere in your guys' house. Yes.
Okay, so this poor kid has had foot pain since he ran the half marathon, and anytime like he walks on an incline, like his arches have just been hurting, like super bad. And he used to wear a pair like that in college, but they were like straight up duck shoes. Like these actually kind of look like tennis shoes, like especially from the side. But I bought them as like a surprise to him, and he saw that like what I got, and he was like, ugh, okay. He's like, yeah, okay, I can wear them. I can wear them. Like, he had to, like, convince himself that, like, he could be confident in them, too.
So he used to wear them, and now he has a problem with them?
So he wore them, and he texted me while he was at the gym the first day. He was like, I have absolutely no foot pain. Thank you. And he's been wearing them confidently. So I guess I'm just sharing because everyone deals with confidence in the gym, even though some is just because you're wearing duck shoes. But
toe shoes,
literally five finger toe shoes, but literally no pain. I will not be wearing those, but if you guys
You will not catch me dead in this.
No,
I will definitely not feel confident.
No, I'm like, maybe if I went on a run.
Makes you comfortable and your feet are killing you.
Yes.
Actually, I probably would.
Right.
If my feet were hurting so bad.
Yeah. No, he literally like had to bike instead of walk because it was hurting so bad. So, well,
and speaking of that, Rhett tried to tell me he wants to run a marathon. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you realize your feet are going to hurt so bad, your toenails might fall off. Like that's really what happens to people.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And his toenails are already falling off. And so I'm like,
well, if he trains for it, I think he'll be fine. And if he has the right shoes for it, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
But he also probably could do that like tomorrow.
That's what he thinks. So
I think he could do it. Again, side note, when I backed out of the half marathon, Nathaniel, like the weekend of, was like, I should just text Rhett and see if he wants to do it. And then I think like he said that and then we just kind of forgot about it. But I'm like, he totally would have done it.
He would have done it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm like,
100%.
Shoot. Sorry, Rhett. Next time. Actually, I will not commit and back out. So there's that. But yeah, you guys, you just got to look cute and confident in the gym. I swear it helps so much. Take some selfies too. Honestly, like at the beginning, I didn't want to take any selfies because I was just like, oh, like I'm still working on me, you know? But
yeah,
now I literally go daily and I take the same selfie. I'm like,
oh, same.
Hey, hi, how are you? Well,
and listen, like that's the perfect time to do your before and after pictures.
Yeah,
because I always thought like I needed to have like someone taking my picture or like the right
in your underwear
clothes.
Or something to see it all.
Yeah.
Don't do that because then you can't share it. I wanted to share a progress picture the other day, but I was in my bra and underwear and Nathaniel was like, absolutely not. I'm like, yeah, I get it. So put some clothes on when you take your progress pictures.
Well, and it's just like so easy. You're like right there, just snap the picture and then you have things to look back on to be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
Because I didn't always do that. Yeah. And then recently I've been wanting to have like more pictures than just like I did take progress pictures in my bra and underwear, but like I wanted to have more, like to share or just like just to see how I look different in different clothes.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah. It's the most encouraging.
It's so satisfying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before and afters are huge.
The best. Yeah. So much better than weight loss or like anything on a scale, in my opinion.
Agreed.
All right. Next tip is to find a gym buddy, especially at the beginning when you are new to things. Learning together is the best way to go in confidently because you both feel that same, like everyone's looking at me. I don't know what I'm doing, you know?
Or even if your gym buddy is experienced, then you have somebody experienced to show you the ropes.
Yes. That is even more ideal. But either way, having someone there to keep you accountable, to help you figure out what you like to do is so, so ideal. When I was 2 months postpartum with Echo, I went with my sister-in-law, Kelly, at the beginning, and we would like only go together. And it really helps because every time she would be like, okay, gym tonight, I really didn't want to cancel because I'm like, okay, I'm not only canceling on myself, I'm canceling on her. Mm-hmm. And it got me there for sure. It's just super helpful to have someone there. I will say though, at some point, this is going to have to be cut off and you're going to have to do it on your own.
Yeah.
And I'm only saying this because there's a point in which like your schedules are not going to line up all the time with another person and it can make it so you don't go as often because you are too reliant on going with someone and that's not going to get you there, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think it was about like 6 months in that I was like, okay, Kelly, like I got to switch up when I'm going. It actually works better for me to go in the morning and she had work. So like we couldn't go together. And I went from going 2 to 3 times to 5 times because I found like a consistent part in my routine. But yeah, I only say that to make it so that you're not like using your gym buddy as like an excuse not to get there if your mm-hmm. schedules don't line up. But then also to kind of like contradict what I'm saying, it's really good for like learning what to do with other people. And I feel like Brooke just kind of like briefly mentioned that, but like this morning, actually I went with my friend Artemisa and she was having some questions with like form on certain exercises. And so I had like a back and bicep day already scheduled out and I was just showing her like certain things. And I feel like to go with a friend a couple of times to like see it, to ask those questions, like to really feel comfortable with what you're doing. Cause I feel like it's one thing to like watch a video, but then to go do it, you're like, wait, am I doing this correctly? Like,
right.
I don't know.
To have someone there be like, oh wait,
I think tweak this,
yeah,
move that, you know? Mm-hmm. And I even like, I would put my hand like on the muscle that like we were working out and she like instantly was like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I get it. That's where I'm like supposed to do it. So to have someone just kind of like show you things that you don't feel super comfortable in is so, so important. But then again, you got to just go off and you got to do them. The more times you do it, the better. It's literally like the whole practice makes perfect kind of thing.
Yeah.
But if you're new, a gym buddy really is so helpful.
It's so helpful. It's your accountability. You can challenge each other. Like I get a little bit competitive, which is absolutely. So like fun.
Yes.
Like not like in like a bad way.
No. I have a better workout 10 times over
when I'm with someone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You work out so much harder. You're kind of trying to keep up. You're trying to prove like your strength or your like abilities, you know?
Yeah. And so. You just push each other and you can chat. It's so fun. Yeah. So gym buddies are the best. They're sometimes hard to come by.
Yes.
Especially just like, schedules aligning or going to the same gym. Like Kylie and I don't go to the same gym.
Right.
Or else we probably would be gym buddies.
Oh, I'm like trying to get Brooke over, which I never updated you. I did ask and they just do one day.
Oh, well, that's still fine.
Okay. Well, you should come with me one day.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you can come with me.
And then I'll come with you. I think you do like yours is like a 5-day, right? That's what Kaylin said because she works there. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyways, finding someone that also just like works out the same as you, I feel like is a big part too. Like, but then, I'm really contradicting myself. But like, for example, Kelly, like she likes to do more cardio based things and I like to do more like heavy lifting things. So when we work out together, we kind of combine our workouts and we get like a full, well-rounded workout. So like, that's also good too, to like have someone challenge you and make you do things you don't really want to do, you know?
Yeah, agreed. Overall, it's just the best.
It's fun.
I see like a group of girls. Actually, if you guys listen to one of our first episodes with Becky Lewis, I see her there pretty much every day with like her group of girlfriends. There's like 4 of them, I think. And it just looks so fun. Like it'd be so fun to have like a whole group where you guys are all like working out together. You do a whole routine together. I don't know.
Yeah.
So
fun.
Anyways, our next little thing is if you're starting at like a new gym and you are like feeling so uncomfortable, I feel like the best thing to do is call your gym and ask when it's less busy. I feel like when it's less busy, it's less intimidating and there's less people there using the equipment. So it's a little bit more free and open and you feel like you have like some space to move about. I even like it when it's less busy and I've been going to the gym forever. It's just a little bit nicer, but yeah, I feel like if you're feeling nervous about like starting at a new gym, I feel like that's the best thing to do and like kind of like ease your way in doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. I also feel like too, when it's super busy, you can't get to the exercises like you might have planned out to do. And then you're like, I don't even know what to do anymore. So like you may just be like, okay, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
So this is like so helpful in so many ways. Also, if you're an EOS goer, if you're local or anywhere that has EOS, don't go at 7:30 PM. Literally, it's like a nightclub in there. Like,
oh my god!
All of the college students are there and they are all like, they look great, but it's really intimidating and there's never an open machine or whatever. So just a little tip for you. Be aware of busy times for sure. The next one kind of piggybacks a little bit off of like an experienced gym buddy, but if you really feel lost and you want to like take the time and energy to like really learn what you're doing, invest in a personal trainer. And it doesn't really need to be a long-term thing. Like if it's kind of pricey, you can just do it a couple of times just to get down like form and whatnot. But it definitely like one, it makes you confident in the movements you're doing, but two, it familiarizes you with like machines and different exercises that you may just like have no clue what to do.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't really think about this kind of stuff because I've just been in this world since I can remember. Like I literally did weightlifting in high school. So like same. I learned then, but like, if you've never learned any of this, like these machines may be so confusing. And like, even now having so much time knowing them, like sometimes I get to a machine and I'm like, okay, how do you adjust this? Like maybe I know how to use it, but I'm like, this feels like it's the wrong length for my legs, or like I'm thinking of like a leg extension. Mm-hmm. Like if it's not fit perfectly to your body, it's not going to like feel good or right. work the right muscle. So
I literally got bruises on the back of my ankles once from doing the leg curls.
Yes.
And because I didn't move it, even though I know how to, I just was lazy or something. I literally got like this huge long bruise from like rolling up on my ankle.
Yeah. No, I have done it multiple times where I'm like, ow, that hurts. Mm-hmm. Like that's definitely not the right position. So yeah, just kind of having someone show you around. I think a lot of gyms do like a free personal trainer for like the first time, which maybe not helping out gyms by any means, but go take that and see what you can learn, you know?
Yeah. Take advantage of it.
Okay, just like a last like overall consensus of how to be confident in the gym is, I feel like just really slow down and focus on yourself. Like create a good playlist, make it something that you're like into, that's kind of like taking you out of like what's in front of you. I feel like a really good song can just like put me in like my own little bubble where I don't really see anything besides like my 5 foot radius or diameter or whatever. Mm-hmm. And just really try and slow down and focus on yourself. I feel like when I am constantly looking up, looking around, looking at everyone else, like I then start to feel those like overwhelming and like just, I don't know, feelings of like, wow, okay, people are looking at me. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you just kind of slow down, focus on yourself, don't look around, just look straight ahead of you, look down, like wherever like your line of vision is. Focus on like watching your muscles move, like see the progress you're making. I know that sounds very vain, but like if you just really slow down and just focus on yourself, I feel like it's so much more enjoyable and you can just tune out all the extra noise. I want to say too, if you're a mom, like use this time to just completely decompress and not worry about things and not think about all like the things you've got to do in the day. Just try and be present in the moment of what you're doing and enjoy the time. Even if you're not fully enjoying the workout, you've got some time to yourself. Like just try and enjoy that. And I think that's also, I feel like, I don't know if this sounds horrible, but that's a lot of the reason why I get to the gym. I'm like, okay, I can wake up and go to the gym and have like an hour and a half to myself, or I can stay home and like start my parenting day a little bit earlier.
Exactly.
And judge me if you want, but I'm going to choose the gym probably like 9 times out of 10.
Yep.
And it's going to benefit me and it's going to make me a happier, healthier person for my kids. It's filling my cup. Like, I feel like, if you need like outside motivation with like motherhood, like just see it as that, like see it as you working on yourself, giving yourself the energy that you need, like putting yourself first. Like,
I feel like with that, like just make it an experience. Like you're saying, get a good playlist, like wear something that you feel hot in.
Yeah.
Go do something you enjoy, like do it a whole experience. Maybe have like some flavor in your water, whatever, like whatever it is that's going to make it feel like this really fun, good experience for you. Do that. And like, there's been plenty of times where like, I'm dragging my feet to get out the door or to like wake up, because I do wake up really early. But like, Kylene was saying, like, I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna have to wake up in an hour anyways to take care of my kids.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go to the gym. And then maybe I get there and I'm still like, oh, like this workout, like I'm just not super into it, not feeling motivated. So then maybe I'll just like stop doing that, go hop on the treadmill or something, put on a show, like just
do something mindless.
Exactly. And so whatever it is to make it an experience, make it enjoyable for yourself, go sit in the sauna or something afterwards. I just feel like it will kind of like change your whole gym experience.
Yeah.
It's going to make it something where you're like, why did I ever complain about going to do this in the first place?
Truly.
Literally, that's how I feel these days.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. If Nathaniel asks me how my workout is, I'm like, I can't say anything but good.
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's amazing.
You were great. Yeah. You were at home with the kids. Like, it was better. And I love my kids. And I hope that doesn't come off wrong, but like morning time, doing breakfast, like getting them, it's a stressful part of the day. And like him watching them then so I can go to the gym, like allows me just that like slow morning that I feel like so many people probably crave.
Yeah. Well, and even if you don't have kids, I feel like it's a nice or a nice break from your partner, maybe you're in school.
Yeah.
And this is like a nice time for you to like stop thinking about all your schoolwork and
all your tests, your deadlines. Yeah,
exactly. And go like have some you time. And once it becomes part of your like daily routine and your schedule, it's such a nice break from thinking about all of the things you have to do, for you to have some time solely to yourself. So it does take a minute to get there. I will say
but romanticizing the whole experience is like such a huge thing. I did a reel on this probably like somewhere in this journey where I like basically was just saying that I was like, I don't always love going to the gym, but I love putting on a cute workout set. I love drinking some pre-workout and like having a flavored drink first thing in the morning that kind of amps me up. Mm-hmm. I love listening to a podcast on the way over there. I love like just enjoying my workout and then coming on my drive home and eating my protein bar without anyone eating it. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I just try and make it this whole experience because it's honestly,
it's not a negative experience at
all. No. Yeah.
And the more like you kind of get in that mindset, the more you're going to enjoy it, the more excited you're going to be to go do it.
Yeah.
And so hopefully what all we said has kind of motivated you guys. If you are not going to the gym yet, to kind of start getting in some you time. And if you already are, hopefully you got some good tips and ideas to keep you motivated and keep you going. But yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel motivated. I'm like, oh yeah, let's go work out tomorrow morning. I can't wait.
No, I'm literally stoked. I'm like, let's go to bed. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And like we said, comment on our Facebook post about any other like beginner guides, because this is going to be a fun series. I'm stoked about it.
I'm really excited about it.
All right, you guys, don't forget to rate and review the podcast. I just always have to remind you because that helps us so much. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.